Well, good morning.
It is 7:12 a.m. on Sunday, August the 11th, 2019. It's a sticky morning out here this morning. Temperature is pretty cool, 64, 65, somewhere in there, 66, mid-60s. The cloud cover is pretty much 100%. It's overcast. It's a few places where it's kind of splotchy. But it's kind of a gray morning. That is day three of Novelrama. Yesterday was a productive day for me. It was the morning session in particular was, I managed to get some words in. It's like almost 3,000 words yesterday. And I spent the rest of the day working on markup, trying to figure out where the holes were, because I have to manage the sprints tonight, 7 to 10. I may need to take a nap today so I can stay up until 10. It gives me some time to finish marking it up, to add the pieces that I need to add, to at least mark the places where the pieces need to go, and then I can just jump in and write the pieces. I had one unexpected turn of events, one unexpected twist in the plot, which means I need to take one chunk and move it later in the timeline. Swap places with another chunk that does the same thing. Oh, that's what. Shoot, okay. I got pacing issues. I got timeline pacing issues I need to address. And I just realized how I can address them. So yeah, good, cool. I've made progress, as often happens while I'm walking. So yesterday's file was a little weird. In case you noticed anything strange around the end of the file, like it chopped off abruptly or something. What I neglected to do yesterday was turn off the recorder. And so it recorded for like an hour and a half until I got around to thinking, oh geez, I gotta do the podcasting. Went to the recorder and found that it was still running. So then I had to figure out where the ending of the file really was, and then truncate everything after it. First time I've done that. I frequently left when I was running Endomondo all the time. I would frequently leave Endomondo running, and I quite often find that I've left the metronome running. countries. I quite often find that I've left the metronome running, but I don't. This is the first time I have ever left the recorder running. I think what happened was that I hit the button and then expected it would shut off. But it didn't. My screen is really crappy. It's really covered with crud. I need to clean it off a little bit. Fellow walker. Seen her the last few days. Morning. In spite of it being cool, in spite of it having a little breeze, I'm still working up a sweat here. I weighed in last night, 171. I seem to have plateaued right around this 170 mark. 170, 172. It's okay. That's a good weight. I'd like to get down to 165, but realistically, is that going to happen? I don't know. I'll stay on the diet. We'll see how it works out. I did treat myself to ice cream last night. Instead of my yogurt and berries, I had just a spare half cup of ice cream. Real ice cream, Blue Bell. It was rich and creamy. It was delicious. But on balance, I think, as a treat, it's okay. It's not something I'm going to do every day. Not something I want to do every day. But Novarama has done the thing I needed it to do already. And that's get the story off the dime. Get me off my butt. Well, on my butt, actually. And getting the story in a position where I could see where the ending might be. Might be today. Might be tomorrow. Still some issues with the ending. But if everything else is in place, I should be able to fix those relatively soon, relatively easily. There's some really long chapters. There are some really short chapters. I'm not going to mess with those. Coming up on it. Get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. So I finished the flame. Steward of the Flame. It's the first of the two books in this omnibus edition. And It's not bad. Recognizing that it's, in a lot of ways, it's an homage to an earlier time, helped me get over some of the stiltedness in the dialogue. I enjoyed the book. It's definitely a novel of ideas, a story of ideas. Science fiction is a literature of ideas. But I promised T.K. Eldridge that I would read her second book, which she's in the process of putting final touches on now. And she still has a couple of tics that just... It's like, I've talked to her about it, I've warned her about it, I've mentioned why they're problems, and she continues to do them. At least she's doing them on purpose now, so okay, fine. But other than that, the story is pretty solid. I haven't had a lot of chance to get into it yet because I've been busy with Novarama. But it should be coming out pretty soon. Revelations, Book 2 in the Descendants series. Good morning. Coreopterous house here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Lady putting her sprinklers out. If she's gonna need them today or not, it might rain. Feels like rain. It's muggy like rain. And I watched an episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. yesterday. It's like, the longer I watch it, the less enamored I am of the writing. I think I understand what's going on. I think I understand why the writers are doing what they're doing. I mean, if S.H.I.E.L.D. exists to protect humanity from the evils of alien invasion, technology, etc., then it stands to reason that they should have a lot more of it than showed up in the first season. But I'm losing faith in their ability to tell a human story. We'll see. It's fluff. still enjoying Bosch. Ah, walking by the park. What do we got here this morning? We got a lot of golden grasses. John Barleycorn is dead, or at least dying. All the bushes, all the trees are all still really brilliantly green, which sets off the gold grass, particularly in the subdued lighting, which makes everything look a little more saturated. Spiny white poppy is not poppying this morning. I do have to go through the other gate this morning. Sprinklers are up and running. My wife is concerned that they were not spraying in the right directions. They're not delivering water where they're supposed to. I've checked in the last couple of days that I've looked. And there are spots on the lawn where I understand that it looks that way, but the spots are, you know, after the sprinklers are running, the spots are getting watered. So I don't exactly know I don't know exactly what's going on there. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.